Son, never stop learning.
You'll discover why the Human Advantage makes your nutrition program irreplaceable. All right, I've been sitting with this question all week. If someone can open ChatGPT Health right now and get a hormone-balancing meal plan in 30 seconds, why would they pay for a group program?
That's exactly the tension worth naming. And the honest answer is, they wouldn't pay for the meal plan, but they're not actually buying a meal plan from Kelly or anyone like her. They're buying something the algorithm structurally cannot provide.
Say that again. Structurally cannot. Because I think a lot of practitioners hear AI can do nutrition now, and they panic. Like, is the whole profession obsolete?
Right, and that panic is understandable. But here's the distinction. Free tools like ChatGPT Health, Google Health Coach, MyFitnessPal's AI Coach, they generate information. What they cannot do is interpret that information in context, hold someone accountable in real time, or make a clinical judgment call when something looks off.
The World Health Organization actually speaks to this directly. Their guidance on AI in health is clear that AI should assist professionals and patients in making informed decisions, not replace human decision-making entirely.
Exactly. And WHO goes further. They recommend meaningful human oversight, and they flag that AI in health introduces real ethical, safety, and human rights risks. That's not fear-mongering. That's the global health body saying, keep a human in the loop.
So what our listener might be wondering is, okay, but my clients don't know that. They just see a free app and think it's basically the same thing.
And that's the messaging gap practitioners need to close. Think of it this way. Someone with gut dysbiosis, tanked cortisol, and a thyroid that's sluggish. An algorithm can surface general information about all three, but it cannot tell her that her stress pattern is overriding her protocol, or that her lab values need a referral conversation, not a supplement stack.
Mm-hmm. That's the human loop. And it's not just clinical judgment, it's also the identity piece. Because I've seen this. Someone can have all the right information and still not change. The knowledge-action gap is real.
That's one of the most important things to name here. Information does not produce behavior change. Identity does. When someone is inside a cohort, a group of people who are all rebuilding their metabolic health together, they start to see themselves differently. That shift is what moves the needle. An app cannot create that.
So the program isn't competing with AI on information. It's operating in a completely different category.
Completely different. The key idea is this. AI can generate a protocol. A human-led group program generates a transformation, and WHO's own framework points to why they emphasize that people affected by AI-supported decisions need mechanisms for questioning, for redress, for real accountability. A practitioner provides that. An app does not.
For everyone building a program right now, the takeaway is, stop trying to out-information the algorithm. That's a race no one wins. The value is in interpretation, live feedback, and the community container.
And remember, WHO's guidance also calls out transparency and explainability as core principles for health AI. A practitioner can explain their reasoning, adapt in real time, and be held accountable. That's the human advantage. It's not a soft differentiator, it's structural.
I love that framing. Not soft, structural. Okay, now that we've established that information is a commodity and implementation is the premium, we're moving into the mechanics next. How do we actually design a group program that scales time without losing that human depth?
That's exactly where we're headed. Because knowing the why is one thing. Building the container that delivers it is the whole other challenge. And that's what the next lecture is built around.